This is Rider Reloaded, the official podcast of Rider in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
So we get to work today and our boss is a super keener when it comes to holidays and has made an Easter egg hunt again.
I have two eggs. I found two.
Yeah, no, I found like six since I got here. You can't take two, though.
Why?
I think there's one for everybody at work.
Okay, but they're not here yet, so they're lost.
But you can't. I'd even put both back.
You think that it's one of those things where everybody gets one, then she should just hand them out.
It's 2018.
They're hiding everywhere for a reason. You have to be the best hunter.
Yeah, but you have a 5-hour head start on everybody else in this office. It's not fair. And plus, if you take them all now, you're wrecking it for everybody else.
I don't think so. I think that they should know that today is the Easter hunt day,
so
and if they wanted to get them,
Lisa,
they would be here by now.
I even put mine back.
You put yours back?
Well, I took the number out, because that's what the prizes are associated with, and then I just put a picture of two giraffes humping, and then I put it back.
All right, who's more immature, Lisa or Ryder? Text line 780-107.
Somebody's going to get so pumped that they found one, they're going to be like, oh, what's my prize? Oh, just a picture of two giraffes humping.
Easter egg hunt. Easter egg hunt. Juggle it with me now. Easter egg hunt. Easter egg hunt. Dance. Eat chocolate. If you're lactose, I'm sorry. Dance. Eat chocolate. If you're lactose, I apologize. Sweet. Long weekend. Gonna spend most of it sleeping. It's Thursday morning and you're listening to Hot D. Easter Bunny is cool. Yo.
This guy in Toronto pulled a boss-ass move to a bunch of vegan protesters.
So where were they protesting? Just in the streets?
No, on the sidewalk right in front of his business.
Oh, okay, and he was a butcher.
Well, his restaurant's called Antler, and he does a lot of his own butchering and stuff, cutting of meat in the back of the restaurant. And he serves a lot of cool, like, wildlife dishes, and it's a pretty unique spot. Anyway, the vegan protesters went into a frenzy when he decided to bring out one of the animals and do the, like, main cuts right in front of all of them. So, like, right at the front of his store, front of the store window.
He was just so fed up, hey? They wouldn't leave him alone.
And they made it really tough for people to, like, get in. They would guilt people that were walking into the restaurant.
I can't imagine if someone was doing that to me.
And especially that's your way of life. Like, that's your business, is running this restaurant. Plus, like, he is serving wildlife food, which is a lot more ethical than, like, go protest at a fast food joint that is buying their beef from, like, massive, massive cattle farms.
Or those clothing companies that use goose feathers, but they're, like, terrible to the geese before they take the feathers.
Yeah. Protesting a guy who's serving, like, ethically shot and hunted animals is, like, why him? Anyway, he did cut an animal up right in front of them, and they went nuts.
I bet.
The police were called. He does say he regrets it.
But it was one of those moments where he's like, that's it. I'm fed up.
Right. Watch this.
So, you know, you react before you respond.
Sure. He said, we simply want to carry on running a restaurant and have a peaceful environment where our guests can enjoy our great food.
Right.
Apparently, since he's done this, which is only a couple days ago, but reservations have been nuts. Everybody wants to go and try Antler.
Well, yeah, if you're not in the restaurant industry, one day of bad sales can really screw you over.
Right.
So yeah. I get it.
Yeah, no, it seems like he's got a lot of support coming in now, but I just like
the
move.
That's a crazy story.
Right? Like, and you know what? The protesters, it's their option if they want to walk around and not have jobs or deodorant and protest. Things like this.
They wear natural deodorant sometimes.
But it's also his prerogative to cut up a deer in front of them. Today's words of wisdom come to us from @ChrisDowning on Twitter. I just realized you can put a microwave in any room of the house, not just the kitchen. Game changer.
Wow. Okay, so going to concerts makes you happier and live longer.
But it sure is hard on the ears with how loud they get that ruckus going.
Ow.
Results showed that people who attend gigs regularly have an increase of 25% in feelings of self-worth and closeness to others. 75% is the increase in mental stimulation. Hmm. So it's all just good. It's good for you.
So we decided to have a concert just for you.
A free concert for you. Because we want you to live longer.
It's Clueless Karaoke on Rider in the Morning.
Now, usually we pick songs for each other that the other person may or may not know, and they just have to wing it. Today, we're choosing our own songs because we want this concert to be the best. Harley, you're going to go first.
Okay.
Harley's our intern, for those of you that don't know, and he's going to bust out Wheatus, Teenage Dirtbag. Are you prepared for this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You don't need to do any vocal
warm-up.
I'm
so excited to hear this.
There we go.
Okay, that's good. Here we go, bud.
Her name is Noelle. I have a dream about her. She rings my bell. I got gym class in half an hour. Oh, how she rocks.
Yeah.
Yes.
In kicks and tube socks. But she doesn't know who I am. And she doesn't give a damn about
me. Take it.
Yes. Cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Yeah, I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to Iron Maiden, baby, with me.
Ooh.
Nice work.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
That was really good.
That was so good.
I mean, I think mine will be better, but that was really good.
Ryder, this is not a competition. We're giving a free concert to our listeners because study says that you will live longer if you attend gigs.
Everything's a competition.
No, it's not.
Okay, what are you going with?
Okay, I'm going out of the box today. Jewel, you are meant for me. I want everybody to sing with me.
Ooh.
When I go, please don't sing with me.
Whatever.
I hear the clock, it's 6 a.m. I feel so far from where I've been. I got my eggs, I got my pancakes too. I got my maple syrup, everything but you. I break the yolks and make a smiley face. I kinda like it in my brand new place, but so wipe the spots off of the mirror. Don't leave the keys in the door. I never put wet towels on the floor anymore, cause dreams last for so long, even after you're gone. I know that you love me, and soon you will see. You were meant for me, and I was meant for you.
Okay, wow.
Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
Why are you crying?
I was just really emotional.
Okay. Oh. My turn?
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Bring it home, buddy. We're giving a free concert to our listeners because I guess going to gigs makes you live longer.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you a happier person.
Sure.
You got this, buddy.
West Side, we gonna set this party off right. Man, I promise. She's so self-conscious. She has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money, but she won't drop out. Her parents are looking funny now. Tell me that ain't insecure.
Oh.
The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years ain't picked a career. She like, screw it, I'll just stay down here and do her. That's enough money to buy her a few pairs of errors, cause her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter Alexis. Been so long that it looked like weave. Then she cut it all off, that she looked like Eve. She be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female, addicted to retail. And well, when it all falls down, and when it falls down, who you gonna call now?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. West is in the building.
So I know that you really like food.
Yeah, I do.
But I think we've both agreed that I'm probably a better cook.
Well,
is that, I just thought that was, okay.
Yes.
I do have a lot of years of experience cooking on you, right? Like, you've only taken it up, really, the last 2 or 3 years. I've been doing it for the last 15.
Five years for me.
Okay. Still, that's probably why.
I got so offended there. 5 years. Big difference.
And we can both agree that you like food more. It's probably the thing you think about that in puppies most,
yeah,
hey?
Like, you think about meat more than I, but I'm, like, all about that bread life every hour.
Okay.
I think about it.
So, we've got Harley, our intern in the house. You ready to be the quiz master?
I'm always ready to be your guys' quiz master.
We're going to find out who knows more about food right now.
Okay.
I'm nervous. Okay, go, Harley.
First question.
For who?
Let's start with Lisa. Okay, what kind of fish would you find in many Caesar salad dressings?
Anchovies.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I knew the answer. I just wanted some suspense there.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. 1-0 for Lisa.
Okay, Ryder, what do you mix together to make tartar sauce?
Oh, I know this.
Mayonnaise and relish is the most common.
Yeah.
Two ingredients. Thank you. 1-1.
All right.
This is really educational for our listeners, too.
Yeah.
Lisa, Jell-O was once made with what animal part?
A beaver's butt secretion.
Oh, is that? I don't know. I had horse hooves.
Oh, I was going to steal that. Horse hooves.
Liar. You
just
didn't
kidding.
Know that.
I didn't know that. I didn't.
So okay. I'm wrong?
You're wrong.
I don't know about that.
You're talking about vanilla extract.
I only looked up the horse
hooves. That comes from
part.
A beaver's anus.
I'm pretty sure raspberry flavoring does.
Oh, raspberry. That's it. Not vanilla.
Yeah, I know more than you. I think I get a point.
I think that comes from raspberries.
Nope.
So you get... Okay, let's give you a point.
No, hell no.
What? I knew the where the
doesn't
beaver
matter.
Secretion comes
that
from.
That wasn't
it's...
the question.
Okay.
Your question was about Jell-O.
Next.
Okay, Ryder, name a food that would never be found in a chili or stew.
Okay, what?
Ooh, I can get creative with this. Never, ever going to be found in a chili or stew. We're going to go with... Oh, that's actually tough, because...
I'd like to steal this answer.
I haven't answered yet. Oranges.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm going to try and steal that. I think I'm going to try and trump that. I'd like to say that no ingredient is bad in chili if you're a really good cook. Boom. Next question.
How about I leave the last point for you and Ryder also gets a point. So it's 2-2. Let's
okay.
do that.
Perfect.
Is it Lisa, are you up right now?
Yes.
Okay, what is borscht?
It is borscht is a Ukrainian dish.
<What's>, no, that I'm stealing that.
No, I it got is it. A, no, it's a
beet soup.
Yeah, well,
I get the point.
Okay.
But is it Ukrainian?
Yeah.
Okay, that I get a half a point.
Okay.
Okay, why don't you just keep scoring and let yourself win then? You're using your full-time employment power over our poor little intern.
I'm not that little no more.
All right, let's go. Next question.
Okay, Ryder, is there a difference in flavors between the different colors of Fruit Loops?
That's a really tough one. I am going to say yes.
I'd like to steal that question. The answer is no. They are all the same flavor, and it is lemon.
Lisa, is it lemon?
It's something like that. But
you probably should have left out the lemon.
Okay, but I still get the point.
Yeah.
They're all the same flavor.
What's the score?
3.5 Lisa, 3 Ryder.
Yes.
Okay, Ryder, or Lisa.
Yes.
How long does it take honey to expire?
Also a trick question. Honey does not expire.
Yeah, that's...
Boom.
That's true.
4.5 to 3.
Okay, Ryder, what is the fattiest steak cut?
Ribeye.
Yep.
Thank you.
Meat King over here.
Okay.
That was my nickname in high school.
I thought it was just King Ryder because you said that earlier. Lisa, how do you get an egg to become a hard-boiled egg?
All right, so you put water on a stove.
Can you just say boil it?
You boil it, and you know, you put the egg in the water. You wait for the water to boil. As soon as it boils, you turn off the stove, you cover the eggs, make sure there's salt in the water, and you wait 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, you drain the water, put cold water in, boom, beautiful, delicious, hard-boiled eggs.
I would have just taken boiled egg.
He would have.
Okay, Ryder, which country created the fortune cookie?
China?
No, it's actually America. Yeah.
Is that it for questions?
Yeah.
And what's the score?
Looks like Lisa might have taken this one 5.5-4.
I am the food queen. I win. I knew I was going to. I'd like to thank my parents.
Simple question. Most excited, least excited as we head into the long weekend. This text says cabbage rolls, most excited for, and having to wear real pants, least excited for. That's why you got to get yourself some mat pants.
What are those?
Well, yeah. Maternity leave pants.
Oh.
Yeah, for all the eating. Or just like really baggy sweatpants.
I know some girls that do just buy maternity pants even when they're not pregnant because they're just comfier.
Yeah.
They're so much comfier.
And they're so like you don't even notice when you're gaining weight. 780-107, what else we got rolling in here?
I like this text. My sister's warm potato bacon salad.
I love warm potato salad.
Right?
Like Earl's? Ugh.
So that's what they're excited for. They're not excited for attempting awkward small talk with their brother-in-law.
Okay.
That's a great, I love that
Hopefully
text.
The brother-in-law is not listening, or that conversation will be more awkward now. Wait a minute. My sister makes great war potato salad, too. All right.
This text says, I work on Friday, but I have a massage on Monday.
Most excited to see my daughter do her first Easter egg hunt. This text says, not excited seeing my family.
Isn't your daughter your family?
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, what about you guys? What are you guys most excited for? Harley?
Mine is every time I see like a rabbit out in the wild, like I can pretend it's an Easter miracle.
Okay.
Okay, that's a really good answer. Is that it?
And least excited?
Least excited, 3 days away from you.
Aww.
He's lying.
I know.
You're up.
Okay, so what I'm really excited for is I'm potentially going to be hanging out with the Oilers on Saturday.
Woo.
I know. So I'm going down to Calgary to watch the Flames versus Oilers game.
Yeah.
And I'm going with Oilers Nation and Backside Tours, and apparently it's set up that they're going to be with us at the bar.
That the Oilers are.
So I'm really excited
about
that.
Puck Bunny's dream, hey?
It really is.
I love George LaRocque.
George LaRocque's not going to be in there.
It's amazing how far you've come from the Junior B teams you used to follow.
Is I'm not going to be there to hit on them.
Yeah, right.
They know our station, and I'm going to be there to be like, too cool. I got this whole system planned out. It's going to be good.
So you think you're going to be able to lock down an
Oiler? No, that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get them to listen to our show. I'm going to be like so funny. I might even perform a stand-up act for them. I'm going to get them to sit down in a booth, and I'm going to be like, all right, here we go. 5 minute stand-up act.
What are you least excited for?
My hangover on Sunday.
Okay. Yeah.
No, but one of our listeners, I can't remember her name, and I feel like a very terrible, I feel like it's Jen, called us and said, Lisa, you need to be taking your vitamin B complex, and it will help your hangover. So I have it packed.
For me, most excited for not having my alarm clock on for 3 days in a row. So we have tomorrow off. We will be back Monday morning, though, on the show. Least excited for being outrageously jealous if you actually do meet the Oilers.
Yeah, I'll be Snapchatting you.
Please actually just don't.
Trending this hour.
Major League Baseball season gets rolling today. It is opening day. The Jays start their season at about 1:30.
Spread the news that we will be playing throwbacks starting at 3 p.m. today until Sunday night. Every hour, we're going to sprinkle them in for you, so make sure you're listening.
BC pipeline protesters are running out of ideas.
What do you mean?
On how to stop the pipeline from going in.
Oh.
Apparently linking arms and yelling isn't working. So what's next? I don't know. Hey, did you drive to that protest? Like in a car with oil? Oh, okay.
Mad Marchness.
See you in the finals. Oh, wait, we're there.
It is the finals right now.
Woo-hoo!
Quick recap of some of my rant today's trek to the finals. Originally, it beat vague booking. When somebody's like,
I'm sad, and then they don't explain why, even in the comments section when people ask them.
Life did it again.
Did what, Susie?
Exactly. But yeah, the rant that made it all the way to the finals that I'll be representing today beat that. And then it also beat Unfortunate Acne, where you get it like on your wedding day.
Ugh, I can't imagine.
Oh, it's grad photo day? Great. Check out my zit. So it beat that as well. It's had a tough trek to the finals.
It's been a really good round, like a lot of good rounds.
Winter not frigging off is what I'm ranting about today. It's the start of baseball season. That means spring, right? Right?
Yeah.
Easter weekend. That means it'll be nice enough to ride my bike this weekend, right? Right?
Guess not.
April showers bring May flowers, right? What do April flurries bring? Death.
Whoa.
Death to hope.
Think of how confused all the animals are.
Yeah, should I put my white coat back on again, says the cute gray bunny.
Aww.
Winter this year is like an ex that still texts you once in a while just to make you feel bad. Hey, just so you got a dog, remember when we were going to get a dog? Okay, bye.
Ouch.
Ugh. Frig off, Winter, we're done with you.
Okay, so this is the finals, and that is going up against...
yours, which let me just break down its trek to the finals
yes,
as well for Mad Marchness. You've been voting on these as what bothers you the most. First, your rant beat loud microwaves. Not necessary. They beep too much.
Why do you beep three times? We heard you the first time.
And then it beat dirty public bathrooms yesterday in the semifinal.
I guess flushing isn't a thing anymore.
Forgetting passwords, Lisa Evans.
Here we go. Sorry. Your password must contain an uppercase letter, a number, a haiku, a gang sign, and a vial of your blood. Sorry, your password is not secure. Actually, it's my mother's name, and I'm offended. You're trying to tell me that my own mother is insecure? You don't know her.
Okay, what?
And then there's the people who change their Netflix password without telling you. Yeah, okay, it's my ex-boyfriend from 6 years ago, but who gave him permission to change his password on me? Your password must contain a character that is still alive in Game of Thrones. Which one? I don't remember my password. Nobody is still alive.
Oh, here, I'll just hit this forget password button and it'll email me
please
a new one.
Send email.
Guess what? Forget that password too.
You are going to be receiving a text message with a 4-number code. I haven't gotten a text yet. Try again.
Worst. All right. So there's your finalist for Mad Marchness. Edmonton, we needed a vote. 780-107. What bothers you more, winter not frigging off or forgetting passwords? We're on our way out. Hopefully, you have a wonderful Easter weekend. And a little known fact as we let you go for the weekend.
What's that?
Well, why April Fool's is celebrated on Easter weekend.
Ryder, this is sometimes distasteful.
What? It's just like, is like when Jesus came back, he was like, haha, I got you guys. April Fool's.
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Thank you for listening to the show. Don't forget to subscribe and like and share. And also, just a big congratulations to Winter Not Frigging Off, the winner and champion of this year's Mad Marchness on Ryder in the Morning. Have a great Easter weekend. Bye now. Bye, bye, bye.